you believe we are facing the 1st of September. I cannot believe how fast this year has gone by. It's just been a crazy time. This summer has seemed short, and it also seems very long because there's been a lot of people taking vacations and gone, and, you know, it's seemed short and long all at the same time. And, you know, the Wall Street Journal had a great article about September being the real new year, right? September is a time of change on how we live. Summer's winding down, and we start getting back into school routines or other routines. And in the journal article, there was a survey, and they found that 69% of people believe that small movements in September are easier than New Year's resolutions. And there's a whole list of things they gave, and I've added a few of my own in here. Hollywood does their release of award contenders this time of year. This is the best season for movies because this is when they put them out. How about weddings? It's not so much June brides anymore, guys. Who wants to sweat in the heat of summer in a wedding dress? October now holds the highest weddings at 17% of all weddings are in October, but September 2nd, with 15% of weddings being held in September. New smartphones, they're usually released in September. New cars, September. Football season, Steve is now a whole new man because the first BYU game is this Saturday, September 3rd. New clothes, they're not just for back to school, but the fall season, new colors, new fashion. The holiday season begins now. It starts with Labor Day. We go into Halloween. Thanksgiving, our Canadian Thanksgiving, we've already got on the calendar. We've reserved our community room, you know, all the December holidays, and even some religious holidays or calendars that are in September, they celebrate the start of a new year. Even weight loss programs are up in September, like Weight Watchers International, they report that their numbers are up in September. And some programs report that their September enrollments were up 32% over January. So I loved this article, guys, but it also supports what we traditionally know about referral marketing. The month of September, October, November, they're typically the best building months of the year. People are focused, and even if they're not cognizant, they're starting a new year. And if momentum is going in by the time you get to November, even December can breeze right by. You can have growth there. So here we are facing a new year. How do we get motivated? Well, I found another article in Inc. magazine. It was this month, and it was highlighting the CEO of Google. And I'm not going to be very good at announcing his name. Sundar Pichai. He has four words that will change the course of motivation for teams, employees, and even kids. Four simple words. You ready for motivation? Reward efforts, not outcomes. Reward efforts, not outcomes. And he says that when we only focus on being results-driven, then we're dealing with extrinsic motivation, the rewards that come from external sources, right? And it turns out if you're only doing things from an external standpoint for motivation, it turns out that's terrible for long-term productivity. And he refers to a thing called SSP. SSP, that's socially prescribed perfectionism. SSP, socially prescribed perfectionism. And he says this actually leads to depression, anxiety, and procrastination. Keeping up with the outside results, outside self, keeping up with the Joneses, that's not what's going to give you the real motivation. When effort is rewarded, on the other hand, or incentivized, not outcomes, but effort, guess what happens, guys? We take more risks. We find more innovation, more creativity, more joy in seeking what our goals really are. So rewarding effort, and this is my favorite part of what he says about this, rewarding effort causes us to have introspection, and that's where the real magic happens, spending time alone with yourself. You know, you hear Steve talking about how he spends time every morning, kind of in meditation, puts on a great song, listens, gets quiet, goes introspective, and I'm doing the same. So when you're in those moments, this is where the real magic happens. Like, and he lists some things that we start to ask ourselves in that introspection. What really motivates us? How emotionally invested are we in our goal? How interested are we in our goal? How does this contribute to who we want to be? And that kind of introspection on our effort becomes an endless well of motivation. And guys, you know what? I know this to be true. I know I learned a real big lesson in this just recently in the last little bit. And you know who taught it to me? Believe it or not, I don't know if she's on the phone this morning. Miss Becky Bullard, BB from NC. She taught me a great lesson in rewarding effort and not outcomes. And it had to do with my fitness. I kept running at results, right? I was running at outcomes. I wanted to lose a certain amount of weight. I wanted that scale to have a certain number. I wanted to look a certain way. But apparently Grandma Gravity had other ideas in mind, and she's a naughty, naughty woman. And I felt horrible. I was so hard on myself, and I was getting nowhere. And then I hit a big birthday, and I was inconsolable. And so I turned to Becky because I know that this is what she's done for the majority of her adult life, is help other people. And she helped me see things differently. She helped me with a plan for effort. Not outcomes, efforts, both in exercise and eating. And she had me track my efforts, not my outcomes, my efforts. How did I feel about my effort that I put into my weightlifting and exercise? Did I push myself? Did I amaze myself at how much I really could do? And I would share my efforts with her, and if I missed a day, she'd touch in. She'd make me a little bit of accountable. But it was all about the efforts. And in time, I realized that my joy came from my efforts, not the outcomes. And soon I was in my own groove. And now, guys, I live to go to my little she cave and do my efforts. And I can look back now, and I'm 16 months into my efforts journey. And I don't weigh what I want to weigh, but I'm happy with my efforts. And tracking my food is no longer a drudgery or a task, but a joyful way to celebrate my efforts. And so I'm the only one who can track my efforts. I'm the only one who can reward my efforts, really. And that's what I love about what we have at Limitless. But I want to get back to our article from our Google CEO. He says, motivating with effort propels us to short-term goals and skills-relevant goals. And I thought that was really important. You know, I look back over what's happening with me, and I have improved my skills on having a routine that I can do in my workout that's not boring. I know where to switch it out. I've really become in the groove with myself. And when you have those kind of motivating efforts, then you don't get stuck in a goal that's too far out in the future, right? And you don't get bored with something that's so easy that you haven't really challenged yourself. So let's talk Limitless and your new year. What are the efforts that we can all resolve to motivate our fresh start, our new year? So I want you to come off mute, and let's talk about not just goals, right? We have goals like, you know, each month, Cindy said, every month we have some goals. We can be an executive. We can be hit 1,000 PSV. We can hit X3. And, you know, our longer-term goal is maybe we're running at the car. But what are the efforts? What are the efforts that can get us there? Anybody? Let's talk about some effort.
Following through. Anybody? One of the things that can you hear me, Milan?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay. One of the things that I find is when I make that checkoff list the night before, and like I'm actually sitting in a parking lot where I said yes to Steve about this business at the church parking lot. And so what I find is, for me, is just making that list, tracking that list, and making it happen, getting it done, putting in the effort.
Okay.
At the end of the day, somebody's got their phone off of mute.
sounds like weird breathing.
Sounds like someone's snoring.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Or their cat is snoring.
Happy New Year!
Yeah.
I thought it was my baby, but it's not. I was like,
No, but it's like rhythmic.
It is. Somebody's snoring.
There it is.
Somebody else, what are some efforts? What's the number one effort that will get your business building? What's the number one effort, guys?
Talk to people.
Talk to people, right? Why is that a scary effort? Why? I mean, first of all, how many of you feel like you are making that effort in a way that you are happy with the outcome? Anybody? Okay, so the question is then, what can you do to make that effort? What can you do to work on that effort? What are the skills that you need on that effort?
Show up to work every day.
Ooh, I love that. Okay, and what are some things you can do? Like, what's the fear? How can I put this? What's the fear of talking to people? Or what is the issue with not talking to enough people? Maybe that's a better way to put it.
You're not putting enough sand at the top of your you're not putting enough people in the funnel.
Boy, that's disturbing that sound, guys.
If you're on the call today, mute your phone. And if you're speaking.
Yeah, Malin, you may have to mute out after you're done and get back to your conversation, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I don't think
it's just too distracting.
Yeah, it is.
It sounds like somebody's driving when you hit those rumble strips on the side of the road to keep you on the road. That's what it sounds like.
Like if we all just went silent for a second, you'd hear it.
I don't need to go silent.
Hey,
I can hear
not
it.
Me, okay? It's not my baby. I'm on mute. Somebody's snoring.
But this has been a few days. Anyway, sorry.
Okay, so efforts. You know, efforts. So talking to people, guys, we talk about this all the time. And part of it is, how do you start up the conversation? How do you find people to talk to? I mean, that's always our biggest concern. You know, so here's one thought I'm going to put into you, and this is going to be part of our challenge, is because it's all about filling your pipeline. I mean, I feel like a broken record when I'm saying if you fill your pipeline with enough people that you're having in conversations with, there's going to come a point in time where an opportunity will arise. And at the end of the day, it's about having the conversations. But sometimes we're kind of scared of that. And sometimes we feel like, as Pam has said, I feel like I have commission breath, right? It's like if I'm only doing this because I'm looking for an outcome, then that's different. But if you're just looking for the effort of connecting with someone, being a connector, and this is a great time, you can say, you know what, here's an idea to throw out there. You know, the idea is, I've read up some articles, and September is the new year for so many people. And so one of my New Year's resolutions is I want to connect with people, because over the last 2-3 years, we've all become isolated. We've kind of sunk into ourselves, and, you know, we're just trying to survive or trying to do whatever. And I want to connect more. So this is my New Year's resolution, and I want to connect. You can do that with people you haven't talked to in a while. You can even, now I say this very carefully, because you don't want to do this on social media in blanket form, right? This isn't throwing out a fishing line. Again, you don't want to be results-oriented and saying, I'm going to throw out a fishing line and catch all my fish and build my business. This is effort, right? It's effort, putting efforts into building the relationships. And so you can just say, hey, my New Year's resolution is I'm going to connect more, because we've all been isolated for so long. How are you doing? And keep in the back of your the background the forming questions. Or, you know, I was even reading the other day, the effort, you know, the basic human needs that people have. And some of that is social connection, human connection. So, you know, it's the only effort that's really going to be bringing you the business that you want, that gives you the outcomes you want, is to reward your efforts, and that is talking to people, putting sand in the top of your hourglass jar. And so, you know, that's the short-term goals. The skills relevant goals is, you know, I was talking to Akeisha about a friend of hers who's just done
super well in, she was really great at networking when her kids were young, and then now she's just working as a salesperson, blah, blah, blah. But I said to Akeisha, what is her secret? Because this woman is super successful in building relationships. And she said, she is the best listener ever. She listens, you know, she works out with this woman, and she's like, I can say something in a workout. 2 weeks later, she'll mention it again and say, oh, you know, you don't want to lift that way. Remember, it hurts your blah, 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 or whatever. And she is the best listener ever. And she makes me feel like she paid attention to what I was doing. So those are some things that you can do. So what beliefs can we use for fueling our efforts? Okay, and I want to talk about that for a second because, you know, efforts without belief. One of the things that helped me with Becky was that I truly, truly, she helped me truly believe that through my efforts, I could find joy in my fitness, whatever that looked like. And I believe we can find joy in our efforts in talking to people and finding out where they are and becoming the true networkers that we are, the true referral marketers that we are. Another Inc. magazine article, just in summary here, the great resignation is turning into the great regret. You guys have heard of the great resignation, where people were quitting their jobs. You know, they had money in the bank because they hadn't gone out for 2 years and weren't spending money. There were, you know, whatever else. And the great resignation was turning into the great regret. The grass isn't greener with a new job. 2,500 workers were surveyed, and 72% of them regretted changing their jobs. They were surprised that the new job wasn't any better, and it wasn't what they were, quote unquote, led to believe or what they led themselves to believe. And 48% of them were going to try and go get their old job back. USA Today, only 26% of job switchers liked their new job enough to stay. And all the data says, guys, that workers are burned out. CBS Sunday Morning, this last Sunday, 36.2 million Americans will be working remotely by the year 2025. That's an 87% increase in pre-pandemic levels. And the number of people who work from home has gone up over 150% since 2009. Guys, people are burned out. They want to work from home. They don't want a boss. They don't, you know, even changing bosses doesn't make a difference. We know. There's at least a small army of people out there that are just like us, all of us on the phone here. But guys, we got to find our groove. We got to dust off our magnets and let them shine so that people can see us and be drawn to being limitless. And it all starts with effort. Now, this is a big change. I want you to really think about this because, you know, tracking your efforts, not tracking, enjoying. You've got to mark them down. You have to know what you're doing with efforts, but you're the only one that could know what kind of effort you're putting in to really putting those grains of sand in the jar and having come back out on the other end and building that pile of sand at the bottom of your hourglass. So here's my challenge, okay? You can pick one or all of these. What are your New Year's efforts you're going to do starting tomorrow? That five-second rule that says, nope, these are the efforts I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to put into it. This is what I want to get out of it. What are your efforts? What skills will you need or will you develop with these particular efforts? How will you track your efforts? With fun and with joy that, oh, my gosh, look at the effort I'm putting into my business. And can you imagine, I want you to imagine what it'll feel like on September 30th. Today's August 31st. How do you feel today about your August business? I want you to figure that out. I want you to write it down. Figure it out. How do I feel today? And how can I imagine I will feel on September 30th, just 30 days from now, what will I feel like when I've put in effort? And what are you going to do to reward yourself for those efforts? Guys, small, consistent efforts add up. I'm going to leave you with this. If you fold a paper, you take a piece of paper and you fold it 42 times, how tall will that piece of paper become? Throw out some guesses. Give me some guesses, guys. If you fold a paper 42 times, how tall will that
quarter become? Inch.
Quarter inch. Okay. Somebody else.
10 feet.
10 feet. Good, good. That's a good guess. Anybody else?
1 inch.
1 inch. That makes sense, right? A piece of paper is pretty thin piece of paper. If you fold a paper 42 times, it will be tall enough to reach the moon. Okay? Now, when Steve and I read this, guys, seriously, when Steve and I read this, it was like, no way. No freaking way.
If you fold, F-O-L-D.
F-O-L-D. Now, first of all, it will be hard to fold a paper 42 times because
it's impossible to
fold it 42 times. But the math behind it, okay, I'm a math girl, so this is like Steve knows this. So he put it out there. If you fold a piece of paper 42 times, and that was me, I'm like, it will be the skyscraper. You know, I was trying to really be a smarty and say, yeah, it'll be really tall. But they did the math. They took the amount.
But when you fold it, wait a minute. Wait. When you fold it 42 times, it's going to get smaller, not bigger.
But the height of it, like if you fold a piece of paper for once, now it's the thickness of two pieces of paper. And you fold it again, it's the thickness of four pieces of paper because you doubled it. So think of my analogy of a penny doubled every day for 30 days. Okay? This is a piece of paper doubled every day for 42 days, doubling effort for 42 days. If you double a piece of paper,
oh, I am so
folding it in half. If you fold a piece of paper, if you double it 42 times, so it's the thickness of two pieces of paper, four pieces of paper, eight pieces of paper, right? Every time you double it, you're doubling the thickness of pieces of paper that you're putting on there. It's the same principle as doubling a penny every day. It goes from one penny to two pennies. Two pennies to four pennies. And what happens in 15 days? This is why we use the analogy. If you double a penny every day for 30 days, or would you rather have $1 million right now today, right? Well, in 15 days, halfway through your 30 days of doubling a penny, you've only got $300. So if you double a piece of paper, you know, you double it by, you know, in 15 folds, quote unquote, it's not very thick. But you keep doubling it every time, that penny ends up being worth $10 million in 30 days. Well, what was it on day 29? It was half that, right? Because you doubled it. So it went from $5 million to $10 million on the very last day. If you doubled it again for the 31st day, it'd be $20 million. Then it would be $40 million. Do you see what I'm saying, guys? Exponential growth is the true power of leverage. And yet we keep throwing leverage in our faces based on results, not based on effort. And if you will put the effort, I promise, just a little bit every single day. I cannot believe how much better my knees are 16 months in from Becky saying, you just got to put the effort in every day. How did you feel about your effort? Did you really push yourself? Can you lift more than you think you can? Yes, you can. You can talk to more people than you think you can. You can have way more fun talking to people. And if you talk to enough people, guess what's going to happen? You're going to double that piece of paper. You're going to find somebody. And if they keep talking, they're going to find people. That's what's going to happen. And it's a new year. Guys, it's brand new. Thank you. Make your efforts today. Close out your month to the best that you can. But tomorrow, new day, new month, new year, new resolve to tracking your efforts. So, Happy New Year!
Oh my gosh.
It's a noisemaker.
Wow.
I love it.
Let's make some noise.
Well, don't say you don't learn anything here.
We always learn something new.
That's the year to a better second half of the year than the first.
Happy New Year.
Bubble up on your efforts. Double up.
Double.
Woo! All right, guys. Have a great day.